All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio. My name's Craig Chinosky, otherwise known as Quimby. I'm your host for the evening. This is episode 4, but we're not doing episodes anymore.
Yeah.
We're doing a weekly show.
Yes.
I don't give a shit how many episodes it is.
Exactly.
I know on the Rob Belavis show, we have to have episodes so he can have his anniversary episodes.
Because he's a journalist.
He is, the only journalist.
Broadcast. Journalist.
No more episodes. Green Legion Radio, weekly show, which may be turning into something a little bit bigger. If it sounds like I'm out of breath, I am. I've been running around all day.
You ran a whole 30 feet.
My apartment is kind of long, Rex. You know this. Real simple. We're going to get to everything here real quick. We have an abridged show. Pops isn't with us tonight, and
yes.
Diaz is not with us tonight. Pops has to take care of some family tonight, and we hope everybody is well.
Yeah.
And Diaz doesn't want to drive with a soft top Jeep in hail. And I actually can't say I blame him.
Understandable.
Yeah, completely. Plus, the excellent part is we could talk about Diaz the entire show.
Oh, yes.
And he can't defend himself. Why don't you go fuck yourself? Anybody that wants to, please subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. The Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite. If you are drinking beer in the Philadelphia area or anywhere else, you are drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking beer, you are drinking our other favorite friends of the program, Stateside Vodka, premium vodka distilled right here in beautiful historic Fishtown. Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend JP Lutz. If you guys ever want to pick up some gear, he usually sets up shop at our Green Legion home tailgates at Xfinity Live about 4 or 5 times out of the year.
Cool.
Excellent, excellent vintage gear.
Mm.
I'm giving him a little bit more props than I've been recently. Not just talking about how big the website is, which is huge, and the store itself is huge as well. But he has some excellent, excellent product. And
what about for guys of my stature?
Well, sometimes that has to be a special order.
Oh, okay.
Or we just turn a blanket into a poncho.
Oh, thank you.
You know, slit the thing right in the middle. And
who's gonna do the logo?
See? Emily. Emily's like, what? She's already getting bothered on Facebook Live, am I right?
Yeah, no. Just trying to figure out how to scroll down. I'm
like, anyway, Bucks County Baseball Company, check them out. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Our good friend Mike McVeigh at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Walk over there. Mike will talk to you about sports all day long. He's the biggest Philadelphia Eagles fan we know. He's a great fan of the show. He's a great friend. And we trust him in every way, shape, or form to have an amazing car buying experience as opposed to the normal, oh my God, I just walked in and I'm talking to a car salesman. Our good friends Ken Hutchings and Pat Pavlicek and all of the Cavanaugh's restaurants. Cavanaugh's River Deck, which I'm sure is rocking right now.
Crickets.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. Sorry for the weather, Kenny, but we've been doing some pretty good things so far this season. Cavanaugh's Head House right off of 2nd and South. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse and our good friend Paul working the basement bar. Love Paul.
Yeah.
That is on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. And don't forget about 39th and Sansom. Cavanaugh's the University City branch, if you will. And that is where Diaz and I went to school and treaded some ground up there. Chewed some dirt for a long time. Let's move outside of the city just a little bit into Manayunk. Our 3 most loyal sponsors, 20 total years with each one of them. Oof, it's been a rough day. Our good friends at Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus, all right where the hill crests on Main Street in Manayunk. All 3 of them are within 100 feet of each other. Go check them out. They're fantastic people. The Manayunk Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia. I do want to say, I almost forgot, our good friends at Delilah's, which Emily does appear and dance there every now and then.
Sometimes.
You want to speak up a little bit there?
Sometimes.
There she is.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. They are big into Thrive. If you have heard about Thrive and everything that it does for you and its benefits, they are all about Thrive. Check them out. And our good friend Jari Evans and Somo Sophie. Same Somo that is in Manayunk, Sophie, South Philly. My excellent panel for the week, and we have a surprise guest. We have two surprise guests. A, to my left, Penthouse Pet of the Month, September 2011. Penthouse Pet of the Year, 2012, runner-up, Emily Addison. She's also an adult film star, featured in Brazzers, Naughty America, Porn Pros. What am I missing?
There's a bunch of them out there, yeah.
Just go pull her name up.
And she right now, because Pops is, again, not making it this evening, she is running our Facebook page, our Facebook Live page. You guys go check it out. You can ask her anything you want. You can ask her to ask questions to the panel. And, of course, the rest of the panel, to my right, in charge of security for Green Legion Radio, the Rob Belovis Show, and all Green Legion events, Mr. Brian Conroy. You can call him Rex.
How you guys doing tonight?
Excellent. How do you like high schools?
Not as much as I used to.
good answer.
And to his right, number 78 in your programs, number one in your heart, 10-year Eagles NFL vet, also 5 more years with the Carolina Panthers, St. Louis Rams, and New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was getting there. Mr. Hollis Thomas, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Good evening. How you guys doing?
Excellent. And a nice little segue. Hollis was kind enough to bring in a very, very special guest this evening.
Yes.
She'll be in a little bit. Yes, everybody, on the program tonight, we have Mama Thomas.
Yes.
Hollis's mother is in studio. Right now, she is being kind enough to finish baking her homemade meatloaf, which I'm not going to lie, this show might be called early.
she is hooking it up. She is going to blame it on me, and I deserve the blame because I misrepresented on some of the...
Do you know when the last time anybody cooked for me was?
Oh. Easter.
So
this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So she's actually back. The only reason she's not in here is because she's hooking up the yams right now.
Okay.
She got the casserole, the green bean casserole, and the meatloaf is in the oven.
I love green bean casserole.
Oh, seriously. Yes.
Unless, of course, my stepmother makes it with sour cream, and then you actually hurdle.
We're supposed to mention that, though.
It's okay. Okay. She doesn't listen to the program. It's okay. Emily, just so you know, you're going to have to work out a lot again tomorrow because we've got dinner tonight again.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. Look, real quick, there was a couple things. I want to have a recap each show from the week before.
Okay.
And just two topics right now. And both of them are pointed at Diaz, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Yeah, Diaz, no, that was not John Mayberry Jr. or Sr. with the Oakland A's trade for Jeremy Giambi. That was John Mabry, M-A-B-R-Y. Oh, the spelling of this is horrible. You need an editor. No, it was John Mabry, you dumb shit. And also, I want to comment one more time about your take on the Big Bang Theory, which we discussed at length last week. It's a program that's a bunch of smart dudes that have no game trying to get laid. I would have thought you could relate to that.
Awesome sauce.
And now that you're not here to defend yourself, mute.
One thing I couldn't understand is they have like a century of college education between them and their girlfriends, and they couldn't fix the elevator.
They fixed it at the very end. The last episode, did you see it? The elevator worked.
Yeah, yep. I heard that.
Sheldon's like, I can't stand change. Dung, the elevator opens up. And
cool.
Yeah. But, House.
Yes, sir.
Our little section right now, and you're going first because I'm trying to get a couple other things done over here.
Oh, that's cool because I shortened it a little bit for us because.
But we've got to know what it is first.
It's This Day in History on Green Legion Radio. Today is May the 29th. It's the 149th day of the year. There's 216 days left. We're going to start back in 1790 when our very Constitution was ratified. By the final original 13 colony of Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Yes. I knew that.
Yes, you knew that.
Only because I read it today.
Yes, and I'm not doing any advertising for him, but I enjoy drinking Coca-Cola, and John Pemberton, he began advertising on this day in 1886. The advertising for Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
Awesome! It's a delicious drink.
Excellent.
Now, I know a lot of you guys are of Christmas Carol fans. Christmas Carol fans?
I'm a Christmas Story fan. I had the leg lamp in my living room.
Do you like Bing Crosby? White Christmas?
Of course. Well, that's a little racist. We can't talk about that anymore.
It's a white Christmas. You know. He recorded and released.
Rex's face right there.
It's better than a yellow Christmas.
That's not a lemon icy.
Anybody for a snow cone?
1942.
Hold on a second. Emily, is there a different terminology in your industry for snow cone?
I don't know.
She didn't see Jackass.
Well, Bing Crosby recorded in 1942 recorded White Christmas, which actually, in estimation, has sold over 100 million copies.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
We go to 1965. I know you got this. 1965, Dick Allen.
1965?
Dick Allen.
Oh, Dick Allen, yes. Of course, baby.
Connie Mack Stadium, 529-yard
home run. 527-foot home run out of the entire stadium.
Yes. Is that a record for the Phillies?
529? I don't know.
It's got to be close,
that's
right?
A good question.
I don't know.
You know what? Why don't you do some research in the in the week?
Yeah. I'll find out for you in a minute. But also the...
No, make him do some work.
I didn't know this. In 1980, Bird, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were fighting for Rookie of the Year. Guess who won?
Neither.
No, actually, Larry Bird won Rookie of the Year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Number three.
Yep. You didn't have this one. I was surprised you didn't have this one on your list. In 1989, on this day, Michael Jack Smith, he retired.
Did he?
At the age of 39.
Oh, really?
Because I heard the story of how he was playing like crap, and he
didn't like how his season was starting. Right. He didn't want to go through it again, and he just said, "Hey, you know what? It's time to hang up the shoes.
Yep.
Hang up the cleats."
I got a couple of quick birthdays for you, also.
Okay,
birthdays we have in 1903, Bob Hope. Even though he's passed away, I still watch a lot of his shows and stuff. 1917, JFK, John F. Kennedy.
Ah, okay.
1956, in your wheelhouse, Candy Girl, not Candy Girl, but Cameo, Larry Blackman.
Candy Girl? I know what song we're going to break with.
In 1956, also, LaToya Jackson, one of the more forgotten Jacksons.
Terrible.
1958, Annette Bening.
Awful.
Okay, a little 1975, Melanie Brown. Scary Spice.
Oh God!
Jesus. And I have two stinker uppers. In 1984.
So you shortened this segment?
Yeah, I shortened this segment. This is the last two.
I haven't gotten to mine yet.
This is the last two. Last two is 1984 Carmelo Anthony, and 1998. Guess who?
Your
friend and mine, Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz. You're not supposed to say that yet. Chris Sack, don't call in just yet. Don't call in just yet. I told him as soon as I said Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
He's supposed to call in.
Don't call in yet. Sorry.
Actually, though, Chris, you can call in right now because we are going to get to that. I have a couple of other ones. One not sports related.
Okay.
In 1917, the United States invaded the Dominican Republic for fear of German takeover because they didn't want blonde, blue-eyed, big sons of bitches rolling all over the beach from here until eternity and ruining our Caribbean vacations down at the Barcelo Bavaro Beach Resort.
Punta Quina.
In 1911, first running of the Indianapolis 500 was today. Yep.
That's a sport, right?
On Fox.
Okay.
Right. It's on Fox, yeah.
Hey, biggest white redneck sport you'll ever run into in your entire life. You want to talk about tailgate?
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
I've been.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been a bunch of times.
Honestly, we tailgate football. Ooh, we're good. No.
This is like a week long.
Yes. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's insane. Not so sports, but kind of.
Okay.
1957, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay are the first men to reach the top of Mount Everest.
Oh, God.
Continuing on sports, 1990, Ricky Henderson stole his 893rd base passing Ty Cobb. Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Plague for who?
Ace. Plague for the Oakland A's. Yep, and exactly. A bunch of other people.
Of course, they didn't talk about him and what's his name playing shortstop that was all part of this fantastic team that they couldn't put together. But... finally, and this is another one that's going to be funny because it goes back again to last week's reference. We're talking about golf one more time.
Right.
The Supreme Court ruled that disabled professional golfer Casey Martin could ride a golf cart during tournaments.
Mm.
Guess who was the only one to bitch about it?
Tiger.
Our man, Vijay Singh.
Is he a dick?
Fucking scumbag. Fucking scumbag. Chris. Time to call in, baby. Chris, time to call in, baby. So, today's show, we are not going to... Well, let's talk about the Flyers real quick.
Okay.
All right. Good. We're done.
Crickets.
That's about
crickets.
As, that's about as quick as we're gonna. It's about as quick as that one's gonna come. Hey, I can't believe I didn't have it queued up, man.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty sad. Rex even called me out on it. And there it is. Today we're also not going to talk about the Sixers. We put that to bed. We're going to wait till the draft comes around,
right.
And we're going to come back to this. But right now we are jumping right into the Phillies, and we have our official Phillies correspondent of Green Legion Radio Show on, Chris Sack. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm a little disappointed that Diaz is missing the program tonight because of Markel Fultz's birthday.
Nice.
Well done.
Yeah. Wait, ready?
Well done.
And you'll find out that we'll be able to use this sound effect more than once in this segment. Anybody get that? But that was Chris Sack's little punch to Diaz.
Yep.
It's great, Diaz. I know you're listening, and you can't call. Talk to us, Chris. You and I had a long conversation today about Phillies and what we were going to discuss. And here, I'm gonna segue your spot here. Let's talk about the horrible, struggling Philadelphia Phillies. The 32-22, 10 games above 500 Phillies. The 2.5 games in first place lead over the Atlanta Braves. Horrible Phillies. The 7-3 in their last 10 games. Horrible Phillies. The 4-3 on their last road trip, horrible Phillies, taking 2 out of 3 to a team that took them 3 out of 4 at home the week before, horrible Phillies. So let's talk about how horrible our 10 games over 500, a third into the season, Phillies are.
Well, it's
in other words,
like
I'm kind of being a sarcastic bitch right now.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm kind of being a sarcastic bitch right now.
Absolutely, yes, you are. Now, what we discussed earlier was, now that we're at a third of the season, now we're starting to think playoffs. And I think, as compared to last year, we are a little bit more realistic about the window being open. I think a lot of us tend to thought last year, none of us believed it. We all knew it was smoke and mirrors. This team's got way more talent than it did last year. But now at this point, like we talked about earlier, now it's starting to think, what can we do in the next 2 months to get ourselves primed and ready to solidify this team as a World Series contender by the July 31st trade deadline?
Wait, well, one of the questions I had is a quick question about the management of the bullpen.
Amen.
I think he's mismanaging it personally, and it goes back to, you know, going to teams that I see often in the playoffs. They have an everyday closer. They have an everyday setup guy. It's like you had 4 guys unavailable on a days that 3 of them, they probably didn't even pitch or touch the field. And the guy you put in there had already pitched the previous 2 days in a row.
Well, the bullpen just got a little bit more difficult, Hollis, because now this afternoon they put Adam Morgan on the injured list, which now adds to him, Tommy Hunter, David Robertson, Victor Arano, Adubre, Ramos, and Pat Neshek all on the IL.
Wow.
So really, it's not leaving you much with what you started out the season with. So Neris has pitched well in the 9th inning, and it's funny because I was texting one of my buddies last night, because
right.
He was talking about how great
he
looked, and I was like, I would like Neris a lot more in the 8th inning. as great as this stuff has looked,
right.
You're always nervous when it comes to Neris. So this is why we keep on talking about, we keep on bringing up his name, Craig Kimbrell, a guy that I would like to put in the 9th, and then it will solidify your bullpen and put people in the roles just a little bit more.
So do you think his mismanagement of the bullpen or the bullpen is a bigger weakness?
Well, the funny thing is as much as we think bullpen is a weakness, it's 3rd in the league in ERA. Now, they've blown some major spots, and I think that's the reason why we tend to look at the bullpen with negative eyes, because there's been some games this year where we've lost that I think we all sat there and went, if we lose the division by 1 game at the end of the year,
right.
It was because of that game. And I could probably count about 5 games on one hand.
It just happened last week.
I could probably pinpoint them out and let you know, but they really haven't bitten us yet, and that's the thing. They have time to improve the bullpen.
Well, riddle me this: if we continue to do and do nothing about the bullpen, it's going to come up and bite us in the rump at the end. Mainly because it's like it's not like we're like 10 games ahead, or not even 7 or 8 games ahead of the next team in line.
Well, the thing is with a bullpen house is not a lot of guys, not a lot of teams are going to sell off their bullpen pieces until they're pretty much out of the race.
Right.
And that's not going to happen until middle of July, end of July, right before the trade deadline. That's when you start to see bullpen arms start to fly off the trade market. The big things that we're starting to look at now, and me and Quimby talked about this earlier, was you're dealing with the bullpen, but also at the same time, like you need another starting pitcher. I mean, do any of us believe in Jared Eichhoff and Nick Pavetta?
Nope.
I think you know, Eflin has been a pleasant surprise.
Right.
Nola had a 3.1 ERA over the course of May. And Arrieta, I think his big game experience will help out later.
Areola? Speaking of Areola, hey, what's up, Emily? How are you today?
I'm doing great.
All right, good. I'm sure our viewers are too.
So in saying that, exactly what you said about, I'm tired of the guys who were hoping that they get it. Is there somebody out there that we could get right now that could be a viable starter? Because we do need another starter.
Chris, do you believe that when Velasquez comes back, he's going to the bullpen? I kind of have that feeling.
Well, Velasquez already has gone back to the bullpen. He pitched well on Friday night.
I didn't even know.
And then he got.
Oh, shit.
He did. Yeah, what was it, the fifth and sixth inning?
I'm sorry.
He had several strikeouts.
He pitched two innings on Friday night, and he had four strikeouts, then he got torched.
He can be
completely.
He can be that inning guy that chews him up 7 and 8, get to your closer.
Yeah, but tell him about when he got torched.
Tell him about the torch, Chris. He got smacked around for 5 runs and 2/3 of an inning on Sunday. That's why they lost as bad as they did outside of the one hit.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I got you. Well, he is hot and cold.
Yeah.
But, over what we have in the bullpen,
that's,
I'll take it.
And
it's also a new role, Quimby. There's a big difference between warming up and sitting down over the course of games, a few days, and then knowing what your regimen is every 5 days and how you need to take care of your body. This is something new for Velasquez, and I'm not going to sit here on a pedestal and vouch for him, but it's something new for him. He's got the mentality for it. He's got the stuff. It's just a matter of figuring himself out with it.
Now with the when you said that pedestal stuff and then knowing your body, what the hell did you think was up with Pat Neshek flying back after talking about his shoulder was hurting?
I think it's all fake.
Okay.
Really,
Pat Neshek? I really don't believe he's hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, what? He warmed up the other night, sat back down. But then again, I'm not on the training staff there. To me, I would get rid of him anyway. Mm-hmm. I think he's a cancer to have a veteran guy, in your bullpen telling you what he's going to do and what he's not going to do.
Right.
Does not set a good example for the young guys.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I was getting sick of that myself because it's like the Shaq doesn't pitch 2 days in a row. I was like, you'll pitch when I tell you to, dirtbag.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the guy that everyone else should be leaning on for advice and leadership,
Yeah. Did anybody else see the stat the other day that in his time here, he made $160,000 an inning since he's pitched as a Philly?
Yep.
Did anybody see
that? Arrieta?
Pat Neshek.
Oh, Neshek.
Neshek. He doesn't pitch back-to-back games, and the fact that the last week he wasn't available because he warmed up and wasn't ready when we caught his happy ass. And then the next day, they threw the kid that begins with an S. He pisses me off every time he comes up. He had pitched 2 days in a row. That was his third day in a row pitching. And everybody kind of blamed him. I blamed Kapler on that particular game because he lost the lead.
I blame Kapler for everything.
He lost the lead and eventually lost the game.
Well, let's move on from the bullpen, but we do want to talk about something you just sent over to me a little bit ago, Chris, and that is little rumor from Jason Stark. You want to tell us about it?
Apparently, Madison Bumgarner, starting pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, is going to have 3 World Series titles,
and he's some of the sexiest hair ever.
Awesome man.
Apparently he is handsome.
He's going to be available for trade as early as the middle of June, and the Phillies will be in on him.
Ooh. That's great news.
That's awesome.
And I tend to look at that. Me and Quimby said it's like Christmas all over again. It's kind of like not a lot of people were very well versed of what Cliff Lee was back in 2009.
Yep.
Like everyone knew that he won a Cy Young, but no one really knew of him. He played in Cleveland. Everyone knows who Madison Bumgarner is. If they make that trade for him, the excitement level is going to go through the roof, and then at that point, it's World Series of bust.
Well, it's time to get your season tickets.
Yes.
Time to get your popcorn.
Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready, yeah.
So, well, all right. We're going to come back to some more potential trades, but there is a Phillies topic that we have to discuss.
Okay. The elephant in the room.
And Odubel Herrera.
Oh, God.
Well, he finally hit something.
Oh, man.
She doesn't say much, but when she does, hold on. And like I said, it can be used more than once.
Nice.
Great, Emily.
Emily Haddison, thank you. We love you. That's excellent.
No, none of us can say anything. I wouldn't even say anything.
Well, she can.
She can.
She is all woman.
All woman.
Yes, you are. Anyway, back to Odubel Herrera.
Yes.
It's difficult now. Like, I had her to my left last week and out of my peripheral entirely. I have to look at this all show, and I'm not going to lie. Everything that you're seeing on our Facebook Live page right now, it is just as impressive, if not more, in person.
There's a lot of pants on it this week, though.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, we like this. We like this new idea.
We're okay with it.
It's awesome.
Hot topic.
Yes.
Hot seat. Uh-oh. Be careful. There we go. There's our suspension for another week.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. So, Chris, what do you think? Last game as a Philly, a couple days ago.
But as we discussed earlier, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any room for this in our clubhouse. Mm-hmm. The Phillies really screwed up on the Brett Myers one 13 years ago when he got into that scuffle with his wife up in Boston.
Oh my God! You remember all the white tank tops everybody were wearing that had the Brett Myers number on it?
Yeah, yeah. To me, Quimby, there's no turning back on this. I don't expect him to be back in that clubhouse again. And why would you? I mean, I know you're going to have to eat about $20, $23 million. But, I mean, that's chump change to John Middleton. You need to set a tone. You need to set a standard. This will not be acceptable, not only for the Phillies, but in the city of Philadelphia. We're not going to accept this. And to put a guy like that back out in center field as of right now, it's allegations. But I don't care. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. There's no room for it. And as a husband and a father of two young boys, I need to set the example in my life for it. And
well said,
but I don't think it's something that we should have out there as well.
Yeah.
Well said, Chris. Yeah. Well said. It is what that is. You just don't.
No.
It's just a
usual. And the thing is, Quimby, it's not like he's setting the world on fire.
Right.
You know, the guy's batting 220 something. Well, he's got no pop. He plays erratic center field.
Right.
You know, at this point, you kind of try and get by with McCutchen playing a little bit of center field, right, and Kingery playing out there, and they just promoted Adam Haseley, number three prospect, to AAA. He might come up eventually. You never know, but you can get by without Odubel Herrera in that locker.
But just on that same topic, bro, I don't give a shit if he was batting 330.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if he was Segura.
We said that earlier, Quimby. I didn't care if this was Nola or Harper.
Right.
I would still have the same mindset and the same philosophy.
Yeah.
And we even brought in when we were talking about Shady McCoy, for example. I wouldn't have wanted him to come back to the Eagles last year at the trade deadline. And if they did make that trade, I would not have watched the Eagles the rest of the year until Shady McCoy was gone.
Exactly.
I just can't root for people like that. Yeah. I don't want them on my teams. Yeah. That's not how I go.
Yeah, because it was one thing I wanted to say real quick about that, and it's me and Dawkins we always said that we actually said this together. We were saying everybody can do everything right when everybody's looking, but it's when nobody's looking, are you still doing the right things? Are you still that person? Because
very well said.
You know everybody knows right from wrong.
Don't put on a fucking act.
Yeah, exactly.
That's called honor.
It's called it's honor. And it's like either you have it or you don't. And sooner or later, the bull crap that you do behind the closed doors and the way you treat people will light up the forefront. And as you can see, he tried to hide it, and you can't hide nothing like that.
What do you think, Scott?
And Alice, that's the reason why you and Brian Dawkins are two of the most beloved athletes in the city's history.
100%.
We love you guys. You guys are the best.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, you don't have to kiss his ass. You're already on the show. So, Chris, what do you think about Scott Kingery in center field?
He looked a little shaky out there last week.
Yes,
Wrigley. Wrigley's a tough place to play center field, though, especially anywhere in the
probably
outfield.
Wasn't
they don't call it the friendly confines for nothing.
Oh, I'm not sure that was a good guinea pig scenario for him.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead, Chris.
Hollis, just a quick tidbit. I think they need to find any way that they can to try and keep his bat in the lineup. And with the way Cesar is playing at second base at an all-star level, you need to keep Kingery's bat in the lineup, whether it's at third or it's in center field. You have to find one way or the other.
Yep, exactly. Agreed.
Well, it looks like we found a way. Well, somebody helped us find a way. The true color shines through.
You know what? Yeah. I agree with you. We talked about this earlier. We don't want to put Kutch back in center. He's just It's too much for him.
Right.
In this day and age. But hey, honestly, I'll take Kingery out and left. Or what about Cesar? Because right now, guess what? Holy shit, Chris! Here we go. Talk about change of tune. All right, Cesar is playing out of his fucking mind right now.
Yes, he's steadily approaching Gene Segura right now for the highest batting average on the team.
How about that?
Who would have seen that coming?
He changed his swing entirely. There, I forget what game it was, but it was about a week ago, maybe a little bit more than a week ago, and he jacked one to right field, and it was on such a Chase Utley-esque short swing, smooth, not an Odubel. My dreads just fell out of my fucking helmet swing. And the pop that you heard when he hit that ball, even the boys in the booth they went back to it, pop, pop, pop. And do you think he can sustain? Because my knock on Cesar has always been, hey, he comes out of the gate
smoking.
On fire. And by August, my man can't get out of bed. You can tell his body language suggests that he's tired. His body language suggests that he's fatigued. His body language suggests that he can't finish a season. And I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. And you know what? You know when he turned it around? When he missed that fucking fly ball.
Oh, yeah.
That infield fly.
I hated that.
And we all drilled him. Maybe he woke up the next day and said, hey, I'm not going to be a fucking D-bag anymore.
they had a stat last night on the broadcast. Cesar had three home runs in his first 38 games, and then he's had three in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
But his batting average, he's batting like .354, I believe, in the month of May, which is one of the higher batting averages in baseball for the month of May. He's been red hot, and I understand what you're saying as far as breaking down towards August, but also at the same time, think about the teams that Cesar has played for. He's played for some awful teams, and a lot of times when you get into August and you're playing for virtually nothing, you tend to lose a little bit of luster and a little bit of motivation. I think when he looks in this lineup and he's looking at the fact that Real Muto is batting ahead of him, and then at any given point, he can have Hoskins, Harper, Segura, McCutcheon on base when he comes to the plate. I mean, to me, that's uplifting. Yeah. And I think for him, when he looks at that lineup every day and he's like, man, I'm batting sixth in this lineup, that's a huge boost for his confidence that he's going to be the everyday second baseman in that lineup.
Yeah, that's anxiety.
It's a couple days with a Kingery.
If you can figure out how to keep Kingery in this lineup and Franco, I mean, what a difference a fucking year makes.
Yes.
Right? Good time. I mean, think about that.
Don't you think Kingery will step up, though, in center field once he learns the...
I don't know if that's the plan. I kind of feel like Gabe is going to not let that happen.
Yeah, I don't think he really belongs in outfield.
He doesn't. But what are you going to put? What are you going to put Franco in center field?
You're not going to put Franco out there. But it's one of those things where you can't hamstring the kid.
But you can't keep him out of the lineup right now.
You can't keep him out of the lineup either. So you're going to have to rest some people. Go ahead, Chris.
But we're also acting like Franco is still April Franco.
Yeah.
Franco really hasn't played well over the last month.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know, his batting average is down around .220 right now, and he has lacked in power and production. So if he doesn't perform, You know, I've read.
Well, he might be the first one out on the trade block.
Yeah.
Well, if the Phillies can't get one of these top tier starting pitchers, they might look to make a deal for a third baseman to bash their way to the World Series, a la Anthony Rendon in Washington, if they continue to be 9-10 games behind the Phillies. He's available for trade. He's a Scott Boras client, and he's going to be a free agent after this year. The Phillies can make a move on a guy like that and put him at third base. Can you imagine him in that lineup? That's all I'm going to say about that.
That would be basherific, so to speak.
Basherific?
Basherific.
Hey, Chris, we are desperately in need of a break, and we want to make sure Mama Thomas didn't fall in the oven over there.
She's probably. You gave her the remote control.
I did.
And I
gave her the most comfortable couch in Northern Liberty.
And you gave her a drink.
She asked for it.
You said you want something to drink. She's like, well, what do you have?
Oh my God, that was great. She is so smooth. Ready? I'm like, Mama, you want a drink? What do you have? It was perfect. Chris, we appreciate you, brother. This was a very excellent segment. This is 20 minutes of great Phillies talk right here.
Yes.
That's some of our
he
best.
He always
Phillies.
Teaches us something.
He does, man. He's fantastic at what he does, and we really appreciate it. We're gonna say goodbye to you for this week, brother, and hopefully we're 8-2. You know, much better than the 7-3 in the last 10 games by the time we get to next week.
Sounds great. Yeah, a couple more against the Cardinals, and then we go to LA and San Diego. So by the time I talk to you guys again next week, I'm hoping that we have another successful road trip that we're in the midst of. So enjoy Mama Thomas's meatloaf, and I will see you guys and talk to you guys next Wednesday.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling, man.
Bye.
All right, you guys. We are going to take a break on Green Legion Radio, a couple songs right now. We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody, we are back on Green Legion Radio, and it is a momentous occasion in our, God, how many year history? Please put those on. This is an incredible moment in Green Legion Radio history, and all radio studio history for the 8 years that we've been running shows here. In studio with us, she is the reason that you have Mr. Hollis Thomas in this world. We are thankful to welcome to the studio Mama Thomas for the first time.
Hey, yes.
Nice to meet you.
Mama Thomas, say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
She's been working diligently to save the meatloaf that her son screwed up earlier.
My bad. It's going to be good still.
I know. So Hollis has told us a tremendous amount about you, and we've heard you call in, before. Love you to death before we even met you, okay. And we're very thankful that you came up. So just so you know that. But Hollis has also given us your son has given us some insight on things that you may have talked about, felt, said during his career. And my first question to you. Is what do you think about Andy Reid?
Wow!
I can't wait for this.
Wow! You actually can tell the truth. You can say actually what you
and
want,
and you can cuss on this show.
Yeah,
you care. I know you're a good Christian woman, but feel free to let one out if you have to.
Right? Okay. Yeah, Andy Reid. I don't like him.
There's not much else need be said there, right?
Yeah.
I understand he was a real pain in the ass during the Super Bowl, or even more so, his wife.
Yeah.
She's cringing over here.
Yeah.
So you did have some experience down there. You were at the Super Bowl when your son was there, yeah?
Oh, shit. We got lost. We didn't get back to the hotel till about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
They left us.
Really?
Yeah. And we was going in circles. Aye. And then a man felt sorry for us and put us on the bus and took us back to the hotel.
Jesus.
Yeah. But we didn't get there till 3 or 4 o'clock, and I was walking and cussing the whole time.
Man. Love it. Was what it would remind us, House? What did Andy Reid's wife do? She was a real bitch.
Yeah, she told the wives. She didn't tell my mom that because she told the wives. My mom. I don't think my mom ever heard this. She told the wives to just shut the hell up and be happy that you're here because the hotels they were in were slanty shanties and they were the wife and all the wives were staying in the same hotel that the players were staying in, and she told them to shut the fuck up and be happy that you're here.
Yeah. We had big flying roaches and shit in our rooms.
Jacksonville was not prepared to host the Super Bowl in any way, shape, or form.
It was horrible.
I know.
Wow. I have another question for you.
Well, how do you feel? Did Donovan McNabb throw up in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he puked.
Wait.
He had his bitch ass out all night long.
What happened?
He had his bitch ass out all night long.
Oh, he was out all night the night before?
Mm-hmm.
He was?
No!
That's what I heard.
Really?
Then he puked.
Hold on.
It doesn't get old.
Hold on. The other question I was going to pose to you, this is some stuff that was going on this week. He said he should be in the Hall of Fame.
What do you think?
For what?
He's been
so good.
And it's like, and I know she listens to me when I'm on in the morning, and she hears some of the stuff that he says, and it's all the backhanded compliments. All the backhanded stuff he says about the current team,
Just throwing Carson Wentz under the bus. I'm sorry. Do you feel threatened?
Just needs to shut up.
No, he needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. She cussed a little bit, and she said she was cussing the whole time. So Pandora's box was open there.
I mean, I was cussing. I was clowning.
So you don't care so much for number five, huh? Because number five loves you.
Mm-mm.
Number five loves you.
You know what? She didn't hear that speech. I have to show her that speech.
Oh, you never saw that speech, Mama Thomas?
When they
retired Donovan McNabb's jersey here, the most pompous, arrogant, self-centered third-person speech you've ever heard in your entire life.
Well, he's always been like that. It was Donovan, 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 Donovan. It was Donovan, 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 Donovan.
Yeah, we
agreed.
We don't care for him so much.
Well, the punctuation to that speech, Mom, was he said he told the entire crowd after yelling at them for about 5 to 10 minutes about some second place banners that were up in the rafters, talking about five will always love you.
Not I will always love you.
Five will always love you.
Mm.
Speaking in the third person, horrible. Mama Thomas, do you have anything you want to add? Your son is a great man. We love him.
Wow.
please tell us something. Tell us something about Hollis's childhood that we would never know about. That's a good one, right?
His nickname is Stink.
Is what?
Stink.
Stink.
Stink?
S-T-I-N-K.
Perfect. That's it. That's all we need. Wait till you see what happens to your corner next Wednesday.
Yeah.
He doesn't stink anymore. As a matter of fact, his beautiful scent's been in my car for the last 4 months.
Yeah. He was a funky baby.
Oh, yes. This is great. Perfect.
They brought him to me and rolled him over, and he was full of green shit.
Oh. That a boy.
That's where he got his name.
Stink.
From birth.
That's okay.
He stuck with me.
That's okay.
At least it was green. Eagles green, maybe.
Hey,
maybe,
there
right?
You go. Again, everybody's got the one-liners that are working really, really well.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Everybody, we are going to take one more quick break so we can get back into the kitchen. Then we're coming back. We're going to talk just a hair about Eagles. We got our money-making segment. Everybody, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio just after this. All right, we're back on Green Legion Radio for our final segment, everyone. It has been an excellent show. I don't know if it's because Diaz wasn't here, but I think a lot of it has to do with that. What do you think?
It may be because Diaz wasn't here. We haven't trusted the process.
We didn't have to trust that particular process, thank God. All right, so Hollis, you want to talk any Eagles whatsoever? Do we have anything right now to discuss except number five, I should be a Hall of Famer? And that, you know, that pissing off Mama Thomas, too?
Yeah, how the hell he fit it?
Well, you know, he was ranting about it all week long on different sports networks. That was one of the main, like, he was asking me about anything football related. I heard some good things coming out of the mini camps about the rookies starting to grasp the system. I think we got a call.
Yeah, we got to take this call. Hi, you're on the Rob Belovitz Show. How can I help you?
You know, I'm sitting here because I don't have a game, having a couple martinis, trying to make multiple calls out to Los Angeles. And I said, look, I'm not going to call last night. I'll call tonight. Couple things. Number one, do you remember when I told you to call Green Legion Radio and you said, I quote, that's a stupid idea? Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, hold on a second. So Rob's gone. Now, you can call back if you don't want to be a D-bag. All right. No, we're going to call him.
That's cute. I'm glad you got you reorganized my studio. You don't even ask me if you can have
Amazon. What are you talking about? Reorganize the studio? I got to change this furniture in this every fucking week. Kiss my ass.
But I'm not your.
Hold on a second. Shut up. You haven't picked up a fucking piece of furniture in this studio in the last 5 years. Nor have you taken a can of Windex to any of the tables. Kiss my dick.
Mama Thomas, as you can realize, there's a lot of tension here.
Usual, Rob does all the legwork, takes 6 months to get Emily on. You have her on 2 weeks in a row. You don't even call and say, Rob, do you care if I have Emily on the show? And I would have said no, but you can't even call me to act like I'm relevant.
Hey, Rob,
it's okay to do that.
I'll tell you what, brother. You split the cost for Emily being in studio with me. And
I
then
got
you can
Emily
talk.
In for free, so that means you're a bad businessman. If I got her in for free and you're paying her, who's the smarter business guy?
It's like an old married couple.
Hold on a second. Let's do this one more time. Rob Valivas, Quimby, who's the smarter business guy? I'm going with Rob. Anybody else?
Rex, don't worry. You're on the shit list, too. You're cheating on me going
on
there.
What the fuck did I do?
Rob hasn't even called me to say hello. I may have to get a whole new panel for Saturday. I may just have to just pull somebody
you
off the
may
street.
Have to get a whole new studio if you keep it up.
It was so Rob.
Listen, I did 100 shows by myself on a cell phone. If I have to do it again, I might have to.
Rob, is your hand
that's
broke?
That's the guilt trip.
Is your hand broke, Rob?
Guilt trip?
No, Rob, is your hand broke?
Hollis, you're on the shit list too, pal.
No, but is your hand
hold
broke?
On a second. Hollis did every one of your shows while I was gone for 3 months, and Hollis is
and I was
shit
and I was out to
one
see
of your shows while you were gone for 3 months.
I think it's a very, very symbiotic relationship, you jealous piece of shit.
It's not jealous. All I was asking for is just a phone call. Rob, do you care if Emily's on? I would have said no.
Hold on a second.
That's,
good. I already knew the answer to the question.
Bit,
I saved us 10
that's
minutes.
That's all I'm asking.
Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to know if your hand was broke.
And is that too much?
And if you were smart, dumbass, guess who's really good friends with Andriana Chechik?
Who do you think has already had a conversation with Emily, Nick Manning, Derek, and L.A. Direct? Do you think I just fell off the turnip truck yesterday? Yep.
No, but I think you fell off this conversation right now. Have a good week.
Wow, all three of us are on the shit list. I didn't realize that.
Love you, Rob. Appreciate it. Diaz, go ahead. We'll see how long this one takes. What's our 7-second delay?
It might be less angry than Rob's call.
I don't know. I think Diaz has been taking notes about every time we abused him this entire show. Diaz, if you hear me, call in, baby. Until then, Hollis, how'd you do last week? You were 5-1 up until last week.
I lost one because they put some young guys in.
Second.
Okay.
Mr. Diaz, how can we help you, sir?
Yo, you got to get that Mr. Poopy Pants, Rob Valerian Steele, off the show, man. He's torpedoing it. What kind of guy is gets upset that his guy friends didn't give him a phone call? I don't even want to be talking to you right now.
You mean Rob Valivas the girl?
Yeah. I mean, shit, everyone, his band list is so
you,
long.
Oh,
him and his brother doing the shows now, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sorry. You mean Roberta Valivas.
Oh, man.
Roberta believe. Actually,
or
you
Robin.
Know what?
Robin believe
Roberta,
it. It's
Roberta
Robin.
Pink, Poopy Pants over there, who is like crying. I think he's going to take Hollis's name of stink over there with the dirty diaper.
I kind of figured you wanted to give me that.
I just looked over at Mama Thomas, and she's like, "What the fuck?"
Horrified. Horrified.
Well, I got to keep this call short because I got to get back in the club. I'm down here in Orlando celebrating Fulton's 21st. You know, we're doing some shots. His shoulder looks good. He's been pouring him back. He's up to number 19, so I got to keep this quick. But I got a bone to pick with Chris Sack.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Chris Sack, you know what?
Uh-oh.
Hey, how about this? The Phillies are not don't have the third best ERA in the major leagues. They have like the 6th, 7th, and if they give up one run today, they'll fall all the way down to the 13th, 14th. So you're wrong, official Green Legion
wow.
Phillies correspondent.
Wait, but hold on a second. Diaz, what's their ERI?
ERA.
Did he say ERA in the beginning?
Yeah, a little bit. He said ERA.
Q, he's attacking Rob and Chris and us.
I'm on shot number 8 down here. So
we thought about that.
This is what I say. The bullpen thing, hey, you know, we'll do better. I'm going to go right back to this. Like, Madison Bumgarner, I mean, I know he adds to the rotation. Does he really move your needle at all?
100%.
Yes, he does.
100%.
Dan Keuchel.
100%.
Dan Keuchel. I looked at their salaries before calling up here, though, and I know they want to bump a raise, and I understand that. But if they got a 50% raise from what they were earning last year, they'd right be around, like, let's give them a 30% raise. It'd be about $15, $16 million a year. You'd still be $34 million under the luxury tax threshold. They have the money. It's not our money. Spend the money. This is so dumb. Why would we?
Well, hold on a second. Now, here's the thing that you have to look at right now. If I'm the Phillies, mm-hmm. all right, I agree with your thinking. Okay, it's not our money, and you haven't spent any in a long time.
Correct.
Open up the wallets, but at the same time, I don't want to start taking in bad contracts. No. I don't want to start taking in. Players that aren't going to be a pivotal part of your next 3 to 4 years, because if they do solidify their pitching, both in the bullpen and starting rotation, then we have a real chance to make a run with this current lineup right now. So
I hear you, but
I don't want to spend money aimlessly, right? When, you know what, if we don't get there this year, which, let's be honest, all right, you know, the planets have to align for that to take place right now. I'd rather give up this year, recollect yourself, regroup, and have a plan in place so that you get that stud starter or two stud starters. You get your 2 and 3 in your rotation because Nola's your man right now, and that's what you're hoping for. Arrieta, you know, hey. Eflin, if Arrieta is my 3 or 4,
right,
I'm happy.
Right, to what you guys said.
Hold on, real quick. I don't want to start spending money aimlessly. Mm-hmm. I want to start. I still, regardless of how he's playing right now, I would have spent that money for Bryce Harper all day long because he is a foundational part of your lineup for the next 13 years, and for at least the next 8 to 10, he's going to be a threat. Period. And
you don't want to give $15 million a year to Keuchel, yet you want to give $180 million to Jimmy Butler. That doesn't make any sense. It's $15
Neither
million.
Does your basketball to baseball
did
analogy,
he just
you
do that?
Dickhead.
What the hell is your problem?
No, because you're telling me, you're saying right now that I understand what you're saying. You
I think Jimmy Butler is part of the equation for the Sixers. I think Jimmy Butler is part of the equation for the Sixers. Unfortunately, as opposed to you, I don't think Ben Simmons is.
Oh, how wrong you all are. I'm going to come back next
By
week
the
with
way,
according
to Chris Sack, in his words, Diaz, go fuck yourself. Compare Kukul's postseason numbers to Bumgarner's.
Boom. We'll be here all week.
Bumgarner. partner has falling down.
ERI.
He's been regressing for the past 4 years. You want to talk about postseason numbers? You're paying $330 million for a guy who hasn't done shit in postseason.
Hold on, Diaz. I got something for you.
Fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck. You know that?
Diaz, we love you,
man. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Of course.
I'll be back next week.
TTP!
TTP!
His knowledge is unmatched.
I knew Chris was going to call back with something.
I gotta be honest with you. This is my favorite show so far. 100%. You being here, all right, you don't say much, but when you do,
it's a home run.
You've said one thing this entire show, and it was amazing.
It was a killer.
And you know what? It's even harder for her because she loves to talk.
I know.
That's very true.
You have been a pivotal part of this show.
Yeah,
really?
Shockingly.
Yeah, that's not something I'm usually accused of.
Your entire pedophile profile has gone out the window.
Hey.
And you have some volume this week, baby.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries. No, we got it. We get to our last segment here. This is the money-making segment of our show. Hollis, we were about to get to it right before Diaz called and right before Robin Valivas called in and destroyed our show.
Well, I got I'm going to start with game one of the finals.
Okay, tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Over under is 213.5. What's the spread?
It's 213.5, actually.
The spread? I didn't even look. You're not betting the spread, though.
No, I wasn't betting the spread.
Well, the over under was 213.5.
Yeah,
where are you going?
I was going to take the over. I was going to take over.
I already did.
Yeah, and then I was going to take Golden State because I think Toronto. They everybody's on Toronto and they want Kawhi Leonard to be the Superman that I know he is.
I know he is, but
I think this first game, Golden State is going to be out for some street justice, out for blood, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're going to tear up Jurassic Park.
They have not. Mm-hmm. Gotten the accolades they deserve over Kawhi Leonard right now.
Right.
Everything NBA playoffs has been nothing except Kawhi.
Correct.
And I think they're in deep shit.
Yeah, but they should have been, though. My next thing was I was going to go to the June 1st game with the Blues in Boston. I was going to take the Blues this time because I think Boston won game one, and I think the other game is already going on. So
It's on right now,
so I don't want to pick that one. I'm going to pick the Blues, and I'm going to take the over. It's 5.5 goals. They've been actually kind of – the defense has gone kind of out the door in their first two games. So I was going to take the Blues, and I was going to take the over. The point line is 5.5, though, so I was going to take over five goals.
I got you.
And then the St. Louis Philly. It's the one game.
Is that game even on right now?
No, I think it's the one. It's the one they got tomorrow, right?
Oh yeah, business person special.
Yes, business person special. I was gonna pick the. I was gonna take the over because they had 10 runs, but I was gonna take the over. But I was gonna take St. Louis because I think we're gonna win tonight, and then we're not gonna really care about it. And Philly's gonna win tonight, and they're not gonna care about the game tomorrow, and they're gonna screw the pooch and stink it up. But a lot of runs will be scored.
Gotcha.
So it'll be a St. Louis tomorrow. Take the over is 10 runs. Take the over, and then take the Blues in the June 1st game with the over is 5.5. And tomorrow night, take Golden State.
And if you are not paying attention to the Hollis handicap part of the show, he is 7-2.
Yes.
In the last 3 weeks, 7-2 against the spread, everyone. Listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. In a lesser important and lesser popular sport, fantasy golf, again, the Green Legion Radio Show banked.
Nice.
Banked over $600 on last week's tournament. Nice. I, again, am no longer going to give you actual teams. I'm just going to give you players that you should look at. Grab your pen. Get your fingers ready, baby. I go with Rory McIlroy if you can find the compliment this week, which is probably Brendan Steele. These are your bookends, everyone. Rory McIlroy at 11,500 on DraftKings. Brendan Steele at 6,200. Brendan Steele didn't play in this course's history last time, but has made the cut the last three tournaments before that. In order after that, starting at $9,900, Jordan Spieth, he missed the cut last tournament at this course.
Yeah.
He's not been playing well. He is a variable. You take him, you leave him. I don't know. Coin flip for me. I would not make him a foundation of every team you submit. However, moving forward after that, Tony Finau, who came in second place in last week's tournament, is playing out of his mind this year. He's only $9,600. I have no idea why he's not an $11,000 player. Tony Finau is part of every team that you have in your fantasy golf this week. Everyone, including as well Matt Kuchar at $9,400. Kuchar has never missed a cut in this tournament at this course. All right. Jason Day only missed one cut in the last six at this course. Great pickup at $9,200. Gary Woodland, five out of his last six. Missed cut was 4 years ago. He is healthy now. He is very healthy. I go with Gary Woodland all day long at $8,800. That's only $500 over your average. Phil Mickelson, a steal at $8,100. That's $200 below your average. Emiliano Grillo, made the cut last week, made the cut the week before. Go with him. Lucas Glover has not missed a cut in 6 years in this tournament at 78. Keegan Bradley, every time I don't take Keegan Bradley, he makes the cut. Every time I take Keegan Bradley, he misses the cut. Six out of his last 7 years at this tournament, he's made the cut. Good pick. Byung-Hun An made the cut last 3 years in a row, and last tournament at this course came in second. He is $7,400 this week. You take him. Hun An is part of every team you have. Kevin Streelman, Charles Howell. Charles Howell has never missed a cut at this tournament. Charles Howell has never missed a cut at this tournament. 7,300. Take him. I don't care what his cut ratio is this year. Peter Uhlin, 2 years in a row. The only time he's played this tournament, fifth place last year, 25th the year before, never missed a cut. Russell Knox has not missed a cut in 4 years, 7,100. Harold Varner III. I love Harold Varner. Take him. That's all I'm going to say there. Bill Haas. Bill Haas has not been playing well. Some say he's still not healthy. I take him at 6,700. It's a gamble, but it gives you your Rory McIlroy. Take that to the bank. Brian Stewart has not missed a cut in 4 years. And Irvin Lahiri has not missed a cut in the only three times he's played this, including a second-place finish 2 years ago. David Lingmerth. Anytime you can take that little midget, you fucking take him. He is $6,300. He plays out of his mind in this tournament, has never missed a cut, won the tournament 4 years ago. This is his course and a steal at $6,300. And speaking of steal, Brendan Steele, $6,200. The guy that gets you your Rory McIlroy hasn't missed a cut in 4 years. There is your DraftKings lineup for fantasy golf this week. Mama Thomas, do you have anything you want to get off your chest? Besides hanging about 4 feet away from that microphone?
You got to get close, Mom.
We have a segment called Get It Off Your Chest. Is anything pissing you off right now?
Hollis going for the Blues. You know they suck. They gonna keep lose it, like the bitches that they are.
Oh, man. That's so good. That is so good.
If this wasn't a $300 microphone, I would ask you to hold it and drop it at the end of this show. And understand why Mama Thomas says that. She lives and is from St. Louis.
Yes.
St. Louis.
Yeah, all right. I was shocked that they went as far as they did. Because yep. They usually
with who coaching the team?
The only reason I'm saying the mom is because the coach is from the Flyers. And the Flyers, as you know, the Blues haven't been to the Stanley Cup Finals since 1970.
Yeah, it's been 40-some years, right?
Yeah, so they finally get there with the coach that the Flyers
Greg out. Greg Berube.
Didn't they outcast him? Didn't they fire the crap out of him? They fired the crap out of him. So yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Rex, anything you want to get off your chest?
Well, I like to predict that the Bruins win in six.
Okay.
The Warriors win in five.
Okay.
I think that Gabe needs to tighten
this
up.
This is not getting anything off your chest. Yeah,
Gabe needs to tighten up his fucking bullpen.
Okay, good. There we go. Got it.
And Donovan needs to shut the fuck up.
There we go. Not final thoughts. It's get it off your chest. Hollis.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy.
Speaking of the biggest chest to get something off of. Emily, you have anything you want to get off your chest?
Oh, it's my birthday on Friday.
Oh, you just fucked everything up.
What?
I can't believe you did that.
24 or 25.
Because the only thing that I was going to get off my chest is that we forgot one day in history come Friday, which was in 2000.
Yes.
Miss Emily Addison was born. And
hold on. House.
Yes, sir. We're going to get our gift. Now, Rex.
What's happening? What did I do?
You didn't do anything. I was supposed to keep talking to her. We're getting her a gift because it's her birthday. Her birthday's coming Friday. I thought we were partying at?
Well, I'm going to be in New York.
I'm not going to New York. I've been traveling the last few days. Back and forth to D.C.
My nephew
graduated.
We still got to go to the pool.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I missed. I've been crazy busy, too.
So. Yeah, it wouldn't have been a good day today. It rained pretty bad.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent day. Right?
Yeah. Well, everybody's raining. It's been packed like the last, especially throughout the holiday weekend.
Yes. So it's been 3 weeks of party for me.
Well, yeah. Well, it's been a nice crowd. Rex was there. It's been a nice crowd there.
What day was that? Was that Saturday?
Friday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you. Hey, all right. You're supposed to blow it out.
You're supposed to blow what? What?
Blow out the candle, man.
I got you, baby.
Here we go.
Everybody, we thank you for listening to Green Legion Radio. We will see you next a week. Was that what I wanted?
Oh, there it is.
No, that's not what I wanted.
Is that not what you wanted?
No. What the hell?
I don't know. What'd you do?
I got it. I'll figure it out. I promise.
Figure it out. Come on, let's get it.
All right. Got it.
There we are.
Sorry about that, everybody. We'll see you next week.